The extreme nature of these fires has again fueled debate about whether climate change has contributed to the crisis. While fire crews are battling the flames, politicians are arguing about whether it's even suitable to be discussing climate change now with the disaster still unfolding. And there are also concerns about whether all Australians will in future be able to insure their homes as the risk of extreme fires increases. David Sparks has our report.
Political leaders, both in the big cities and in regional councils affected by these fires, have called on Australians to recognise the role of climate change in this disaster. But some have taken exception to this. The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, was asked this morning for his reaction to those making the connection between the fires and climate change.
We've had fires in Australia since time began. And what people need now is a little bit of sympathy, understanding and real assistance. They need help. They need shelter. They don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened and woke capital city greenies at this time when they're trying to save their homes, when in fact they're going out in many cases and saving other people's homes and leaving their own homes at risk. What they don't need is Adam Bandt and Richard Di Natale trying to get a political point score on this. I mean, it is disgraceful. It is disgusting. And I'll call it out every time.
But it's not just the Greens making the connection. Those in the communities actually affected by the fires are also drawing the link. Carol Sparks is the mayor of Glen Innes, a community in northern New South Wales which has lost lives and homes. Over the weekend, she pointed to climate change as a contributing factor. After the Deputy Prime Minister spoke this morning, Carol Sparks was asked what she thought of his comments.
Well, I probably couldn't respond how I really feel on television, but I think that Michael McCormack needs to read the science, and that is what I'm going by, is the science. Of course, it's not relevant at the moment when people's houses are burning and you've lost lives and you've lost friends and you've lost family. You don't think, oh, this is climate change. You think, what am I going to do next and how am I going to save myself? But the overall thing is we are so dry in this country, and to deny climate change is, to me, a very ill-informed and uneducated way of looking at things.
But one group of dispassionate observers clearly thinks climate change is a factor that needs to be taken into account. That's actuaries, the people who crunch the numbers for banks, insurance companies and most other financial institutions. Raed Musselin from Finity Consulting is the lead author of the Australian Actuaries Climate Index.
Obviously, as the risk changes, the insurance system will adapt by, adjusting pricing and coverages and underwriting activities to reflect risk. So to the degree that the risk is changing, then the insurance system will change with it.
I've heard talk of homes in certain areas becoming uninsurable in the future because of the bushfire risk. Is that a realistic possibility that people in fire-prone areas might end up with uninsurable homes?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about that, and I can't really comment specifically on people having uninsurable or higher costs. But there's no question that in some parts of Australia, as the climate changes, there will be some upward pressure placed on prices in areas of higher risk.
He says climate change will force policy changes to rethink their approach.
We really need to future-proof our building codes. And right now, we probably are not doing enough to look far into the future and realize that if a house is built and intended to be there for 50 or 100 years, we need to consider the climate conditions and the risks that property are going to face over the next 50 or 100 years. And I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that what we're building is sustainable and will be affordable to insure.
And he has a straightforward message for Australia's political leaders.
Well, I'm no politician, and I wouldn't ever pretend to be able to advise a politician, but I think what I would say that at least in the scientific community, there's very little debate about the fact that the climate is changing, that risks are increasing, and that we need to plan for that. And I think it's really important for Australia that we plan for the future, that we try to do what we can reasonably to future-proof our building codes and build safer communities.
That's actuary Raed Musselin from Finity Consulting. That report by David Sparks.